New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Camden County Clerk Property Records Now Searchable Online. The Camden County Clerk's Office has made property records from 1978 to present available through an online database that is updated nightly. Real estate professionals can now access Camden County property records remotely, streamlining due diligence and title research without visiting the clerk's office in person. Start searching records at the Camden County Clerk's online portal. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. Ocean County Library offers free New Jersey property records access. The Ocean County Library provides free in-library access to statewide New Jersey property records and maps, including ownership and assessment data, historical records from 1989 to present, geo-referenced tax maps, zoning maps, property reports, interactive GIS street maps, and FEMA flood zones and wetlands information. Real estate professionals can leverage this funded resource to conduct due diligence, verify property histories, assess flood risks, and analyze zoning without subscription costs. Visit any Ocean County Library location to access this comprehensive NJ property database. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines. NJ Agents, How Commissions Work and Who Pays Bankrate. Bankrate breaks down how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically a percentage of the home's sale price, and explains who covers the cost. NJ real estate professionals need clear, accurate ways to explain commission structures to Garden State buyers and sellers navigating today's market. Review Bankrate's commission guide to ensure your client conversations align with widely accessible industry explanations. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines, NJ Real Estate Commission Guide, Rates, Factors, and Earning Strategies for Agents. Calibri Real Estate published a guide covering average commission rates in New Jersey, factors that affect them, and strategies agents can use to optimize earnings while staying informed on legal changes and market trends. Understanding commission dynamics helps NJ agents price services competitively and maximize income in a shifting market. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission structure and identify earnings opportunities. /www.realestate.com/career-hub/career-average-real-estate-commission-new-jersey/. New Jersey Real Estate Headlines, NJ Realtor Commission Rates Dip Below National Average in 2026 Survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in New Jersey is 5.20%, below the national average of 5.70%. Local agents should note this pricing pressure when discussing commission structures with prospective clients in a competitive market. Review the full survey data to benchmark your rates. listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/New-Jersey. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what's the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NJ jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.